I'm somebody passionate in teaching, so I was born in Bulawayo Mpilo Hospital, did my primary school in Bulawayo Masuku, then moved to Kitungwiza, where I completed my primary before doing my secondary education till 1982 at Sengeza High School. I did play for BAT Ramblers, and I had a short stint at Caps United. And then in 1996, I think, I went to Egypt with the national team, five-a-side, and we came back with a bronze medal. I did my apprenticeship with a company, Rio Tinto, Zimbabwe. And then I ended up in the Ministry of Manpower as a training officer. I trained quite a lot of engineering apprentices. I got an opportunity to go and study in the United States, where I obtained a degree in application development, or you call it computer programming. And then also another opportunity arose at another university in Canada, where I obtained two degrees, one in marketing and another one in international business. After that, I did a teaching course at the same university, which enabled me to teach business. And sometimes I do get contracts to teach computers at the same university, and English as a second language as well. So this opened up doors for me to go to China and help the Chinese government, which has embarked on a program to teach every Chinese student learning English.
As I am speaking with you, you are in Australia. What are you doing there in Perth?
This is Chinese New Year, Xin Yan Kuai Lo, right? So our schools are currently closed, so I decided to come visit my daughter, who works here in Australia as a nurse. She's actually married to a guy here in Australia, so this is the reason why I'm in Perth, Australia, visiting.
I know you as a soccer-loving man, the victim by I know. What are you doing back home or in Canada or in China where you are in terms of developing soccer?
You are very right, Kademiri. Ever since I met you, it was all about soccer, right? Yeah. In Canada, where I live, I do coach a team, predominantly African guys, university students from all over Africa. And then in China, yes, when I arrived, I saw there's a lot of enthusiasm for soccer. So I just started teaching the kids over there, and they're so excited about it. Back home, I was last home in December of 2014. I actually donated a lot of soccer jerseys to Alice Mungira's academy. He's my young man. He was my junior back in Kitungwiza. We played together, and you know, we still remain good friends. And then I also did donate to another two teams.
What message can you give to Zimbabweans living in the diaspora in terms of developing where they came from?
What I do myself as an individual, I like copying ideas. You know, the Chinese, that's how they develop. Not necessarily infringing on copyright and stuff like that, but, you know, if I see a good style in, you know, restaurant setup, or be it a nightclub, or be it a sports academy, or be it a, you know, manufacturing industry or anything, I like kind of copying the styles and then implementing them back home, because my heart will always remain in Zimbabwe. I'm Zimbabwean, and I love my country.